Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Joining us now is the Green Bay Packers' new head coach, Matt LaFleur on Wilde and Tauscher.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
Matt LaFleur, Matt Nagy, and Matt Patricia. Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach not named Matt? No, I'm sorry.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach named Matt? Matt Damon, Matt Ryan, somebody else.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
Can you repeat that question?
Sorry.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Delayed 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. Speaking of delayed, we will get to Micah Parsons' football camp in the greater Madison Metroplex from over the weekend momentarily. But first, I do have one question, and we'll take a break and get back on the clock, sort of. How does this stuff come to light? Like, who's monitoring people's social media accounts to be able to see that things have been removed? Like, kudos to them. Thank you for your service that we now know about this. But, like, are you, like, checking it every day? Like, how do you stay on top of like, are you does somebody go and every day check Giannis's social media to see if any Bucks references have been scrubbed?
Did you do that with Rodgers?
No.
You were
I should
on
have,
top
apparently.
You were on top of pretty much everything, though. Like somebody alerted. If somebody didn't do it, you knew it within 3 seconds of it.
I guess. I mean, he wasn't really.
It's kind of these guys' jobs to do this. If you're working for the Spurs beat, I think that's what you do. And there's only 15 guys that you have to monitor, so
that's
just kind of how it goes.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, I mean, you're following right now, I would guess you're following Jordan Love and Micah and Josh Jacobs and all of the pertinent.
Should I be following Terrence Parsons, would you say?
Absolutely.
Do I need to have alerts set for when he tweets?
I don't know how you even do all that, but Terrence Parsons is super interesting to
he
me.
Shares a lot of content from our show. He's a,
yeah, I think he's
a big fan.
I actually am thinking he might be a good correspondent. I think he could be fun. I think we should have Terrence Parsons on. I think it'd be fun.
We call he so we've got so let me just recap. So we got Jeff Passan.
Want him to break down World Cup.
No. Well, we could have Big Cat do that, apparently.
Cabo Verde hanging around.
We've got
Can we find out where that is yet or not? You know I love geography.
So is your curiosity ever enough to get you to look that up or no?
No.
Okay. So we've got our Bucks buddy, Justin Garcia. We've got our Brewers buddy, Dom Catronio. What, Jesse, this is how we lose viewers on YouTube.
He wishes an I command or however that works.
For those of you listening on the audible version of this program and not the video version, Jesse continues to post this AI-generated him as the genie, and it is nightmare fuel for everyone else.
Africa, Cabo Verde.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
In the central Atlantic Ocean, 350 miles off the west coast of mainland Africa.
Sounds lovely. Might be a spot to put on the old list.
Just because there's Cabo in it or because you like Verde salsa?
Could be a Greenland-Iceland kind of situation.
Well, if it's in the middle of the ocean, it's got to be an island, right?
Yeah,
or
saying,
a
like
peninsula.
They could name it Cabo Verde. It's like, wow, that sounds great.
Yeah,
and then we go there,
true.
And it's not so nice. As a, like, Greenland is not good, and Iceland is very
depends
good.
Depends who you ask. A lot of people want Greenland.
Okay.
Whoa, Nelly!
You brought
a
it
lot
up.
Of people...
I didn't bring any of that.
I'm getting
up,
tired
so
of that
no.
act.
Well, it's the truth.
Go ahead. Tausch, I'm going to bring up Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin so you can tell us about them again.
Are you? Oh, okay. Good. I'm always looking forward to talking about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and shopping for new windows and doors. Should never include haggling. Pella sticks to straightforward pricing, honest conversation, and helping homeowners find the right fit for their home. Not going to use those high-pressure sales tactics. And when you buy direct through Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the same team manufactures your windows and doors. They also sell them, install them, and service them. Real pricing, premium quality, without the games. Schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
We will hear from Micah Parsons. Jesse, on a scale of 1 to 10, the level of football insight that we will get from this clip will be?
Stick around and find out.
That's a low one. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The moment we have all been waiting for. Micah Parsons hosting a youth football camp in Monona. And there he spoke about a myriad of topics, including the upcoming Packers season. Jesse? Roll the tape of the insights of Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I think every year is the year, but, you know, we just got to stay healthy and play a complete, you know, 17 games and play the best in the playoffs.
It's a pretty good point by Micah. I would agree with him.
Got to stay healthy.
Although he has no chance to play 17 games.
We got to play all 17 games. They do. I think, you know. God willing, if the creek don't rise, all 17 games on the schedule will be played.
Being the best in the playoffs usually helps.
That's where it's at, yeah. Did he talk about other things with Jada and the crew?
He talked about, you know, being in the community and how cool he was in Dallas. He was involved in a lot in the community, and so around Wisconsin he wants to be involved.
Sure.
His dog named Uno kind of stole
it. Yeah, his dog's very
popular.
Cute
dog, kind of looked like my dog. I mean, pretty good-looking dog. A lot of kids out in Monona having fun at Micah Parsons' youth camp on Saturday.
How is he moving around, though? Is he moving around good? Is he doing a bunch of drills?
I hadn't heard. I wasn't there.
Okay. He pitched in the baseball in the softball game they played. He also walked someone with the bases loaded, and then gave up intentionally walked someone with the bases loaded, and then the next hitter hit a grand slam,
which was
a bold strategy.
No, that's respect.
I don't know if Barry Bonds was playing in the game or what prompted.
So Maddie Hayes was there, and she just texted me, "Moving good." So Maddie Hayes' scouting report is that Micah moving around pretty good. Down in Monona, which is good.
Great to hear. Again, Terrence Parsons, the aforementioned future Wildy and Tausch correspondent, Terrence Parsons. I don't know what his negotiating position will be for a role such as that, but he kind of created a little bit of a buzz last week, suggesting that maybe the Bears game and the Cowboys game his brother won't be playing in. Now, again, at no point did his brother say for certain that he would be playing in those games. He was cautious about painting himself into any sort of corner about when he might play, other than his, we have a 9-month rule. No football activities until you've 9 months removed from the surgery. That date of the 9-month rule expiration.
No, he said play in a game, right? He didn't say practice.
No, he did not.
What did
he say? Not clarify that. No.
Well, what was the clarification?
He said no football activities.
Well, he just was at a football activity. He was just at camp.
Okay. He didn't run the drills though, right?
No, I think he was running the drills.
No, he didn't do the drills.
Maddie was moving good.
Maddie Hayes just texted us and said that he was moving good. What do you mean no football drills?
Move this thing along a little bit,
Micah. He's doing football drills at a camp. That's
He's
why
not
I asked.
Doing them.
You don't know that. You weren't there. Maddie was.
Maddie sent you two words.
Maddie, can you tell us, was Micah running the drills or not? Text Tausch.
You're telling me, so if that holds true and he's not going to do one thing football-wise for 9 months, he ain't playing in the Bears and the Cowboys game. He ain't going to go back without putting any pads on, doing anything. I don't think that was what he said, but I'll trust you. You run the transcripts and do it. I don't.
Yeah, here's what he said very clearly.
She also said, "You're welcome." So we appreciate Maddie.
Well, we need the follow-up before we get.
He was throwing the balls to the kids, and a little light yogging. So he was doing
football activities.
So he wasn't doing the drills, which I didn't think he. But he was running the drills.
He was throwing a football lightly to kids.
Okay, but I
football
because
activity.
Jason always tells me words matter. Those are football activities.
I mean, if you ask me, eating a brat is a football activity.
That's a fan-watching activity.
Yeah, like, how do we define what a football activity is? There's a lot of different things you could be doing.
I can't argue with that.
Yelling at your TV, football activity.
No, he never said that he was not going to, and this is where I'll go to Jason's transcript. Did he ever say he is never going to practice before 9 months? If he refuses to practice before 9 months, he ain't going to play in that Bears and that Cowboys game. Go ahead.
We have a pretty good, strong 9 month rule. It's all about just through the research and the data. There's no good outcomes with players coming back early from an ACL, which is not necessarily true because obviously there's a few examples throughout history, especially if you add in the other things that had to get fixed up. It's just about completing the rehab to the best of our ability and seeing where we're at from there. And then he was asked as a follow-up very clearly, 9 months before practicing or 9 months before you play in a game? I don't know. I just know it's a pure 9 months, no football. No football.
So there's no practice.
I would assume that that means no practice.
Great follow-up. So then he can Domofsky must have asked that.
I don't think so. I believe that would mean that on September 30th, after doing all the things that he needs to do to reach the nine-month plateau, that he could then practice on the 30th, not play in Tampa on October 4th, and then practice for another week and potentially play against the Bears on October 11th. And if not, practice another week and then play against the Cowboys on October 18th.
So you're telling me, according to Micah, 9 months is September 30th. He'd have 11 days, which is about two padded practices, to get ready to play a full NFL game. That
right,
ain't
and that's
happen.
What I mean. Watson only had that. Like they don't always bring them back for like these extend. And by the way, they can activate him off PUP. To let him do other things that are football-ish. Again, maybe that right, like
running a camp in Cottage Grove.
If he's running some stuff inside the Hudson Center with Nate Weir or other athletic trainer guys that simulate football movements, but he's not doing it with another football player, I don't know. He wasn't particularly clear on all these things, but I would take what he said there as he will not participate in an actual practice until the nine-month timeline has been reached.
It's
That's
almost,
how I would take
so
that.
So let's almost view Micah as he's pregnant. Is that how we're looking at it? Is that right?
If that makes it easier for you, sure.
But ironically, isn't pregnancy 10 months?
Micah Parsternity? I'm going to work on that.
No, you keep workshopping.
Isn't pregnancy 10 months, though, when you start factoring everything in?
I think it's 38 weeks, so I think it's more like 9.5 months.
Okay. I just find it, because there's nothing there. Listen, I get what Mike is doing, and I agree with the fact you set this bar low. We're not doing anything for 9 months. I don't want people. I don't want Wildy and Demoski coming to me in August and saying, oh, you're looking pretty good. Saw you out there at Cottage Grove throwing that ball around pretty good. You're doing a heck of a job. And having that come into play is not any, it's not going to do anybody any good. So I think in Micah's case, if that is indeed the rule, it just still feels like there's a lot of gray area that
there,
can be
there,
worked.
No doubt
a
there
lot
is.
Of. So
but
even
also,
though it's the no frosh play till Thanksgiving Day, this feels like me no practice-y till 9 months is done. I don't have anything catchy for that.
Me no practice-y.
That means he's not practicing. And if he's not practicing, you're not going out there a week later. It's
so,
just not.
So, well, again, I don't know that for certain. Tucker Kraft tore his ACL on November 2nd. He underwent surgery on November 13th. Saturday marked 7 months since his surgery. He expects to start camp on the PUP while he also awaits a new contract. But his nine-month milepost would be the preseason opener in Pittsburgh, which obviously he's not playing in. But I'm guessing that he would practice. He would then have a month to ramp up to the September 13th opener. Now, if Micah Parsons is going to need a month to ramp up after September 29th, then he ain't playing in October.
He ain't going to have a month.
Right, no. I agree. So I think October 11th, he just doesn't. I think what he's doing is he doesn't want to. He wants to under-promise and over-deliver.
GKB way. Yep.
So I expect him. I will be surprised if he doesn't play against
brother's
the Bears.
Come on board, GKB.
This is like the fourth or fifth time you've said the under-promise part is not one of GKB's values in what we talk about there. Also, what day would Micah get induced in this plan?
When he gets back out to practice. There's nothing concrete about any of this. I think Micah wisely is setting the bar where it needs to be, which is very low right now. But I just, there's something, I would be surprised. I'll be very surprised if he is not playing on a limited basis. Not he's going to be probably Rashawn Gary in a little bit, a little more of a low snap count guy than he'd like to be for those first couple games he comes back. Whether that's going to be Bears or Cowboys, or if it's going to end up extending into November, there's no doubt. I think he has obviously done research, studied how these, you know, along with Nate and everybody else, along with how this ACL recovers, and he knows if he can be ready to go for a November-December run and get into the playoffs, he'll be healthy. He'll be – that is, I think, where his head's at. But everything is always – I say that when people are talking about contract holdouts and all this other stuff. When they're doing it in May and June, that blank's real easy to sit here when you ain't losing money and you ain't doing it. Same thing when you're not playing. It ain't hard in August, in the middle of the week, when you're like, I'm going to keep rehabbing. I'm going to get ready. It gets more difficult as you can smell that grass and you're getting ready to prep to go up to Minnesota and you're ready to start playing a season, especially you lose a couple games. Mm-hmm. Like if you're 0-2 like Shinon says we're going to be, all
Shine
of a sudden
sports.
That changes the math of what 9 months looks like. That's all I'm saying. So 40 weeks is how many months?
According to Shiloh, whose wife is OBGYN.
Okay, what is 40 weeks month-wise? That's 10 months, right?
Under-promise and over-deliver. One group that always over-delivers, in my experience as a member and in your experience as a member, you're just going to play with that microphone cover. Maybe it's better if you put it on
it
top
does
of the
feel
extra
like
one.
It does feel like 9 months has been pounded into us, and it legitimately has always been longer than 9 months, correct?
I'm not an OBGYN. Shiloh's wife is.
Okay. Well, thank you, Shiloh. And thank you, UW Credit Union, for allowing me to be a member. And for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you, proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. Going to help you reach your financial goals. Members can get their money up to 2 days sooner with early payday. And, of course, UW Credit Union's mobile app offers a simple way to check accounts, make transfers, and more. That is a smart play from the pocket. Join today at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply. I'm not sure what we learned out of all that.
We learned after pregnant
pauses.
Well,
Micah practice. They gave a really good follow-up. I don't know what answer I got.
Is it a little IPT to name your dog Uno after your jersey number?
But he wasn't number one before, was he? Was he number one in Dallas, or is number one in Dallas?
No, but I think he got the dog when he. Yeah. I think the dog is a recent addition.
He's number one now, and the dog's name is Uno.
Why is that inappropriate?
Because it's
what?
Whoa, Nelly!
It's what? No, why is that inappropriate? Tell me why. Tell me why.
Naming your your jersey number, and then you're naming your dog is a little.
But I don't understand why you feel that way.
I don't know why I do. I just do.
You guys done?
Are you going to name your dog 65?
I don't understand why. He's calling it Uno.
Say Cinco?
I thought of the
Say
card
siete.
Game. I
Ocho.
Thought of the card game. Nueve. I didn't think of anything. Actually, it's a good idea. Maybe we will go with an Espanol twist
Muy
for
bien.
Our dog. Yeah. Seam.
Nelly, which I wish I would have called 10 minutes ago, is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
That's a pregnant pause in honor of the 10-month process. Thank you, Shiloh. Time now for Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wonelli
on Wildy and Tausch.
Can I say one thing before you get to Wonelli? There's a dude on Twitter that is, I think, from Germany, and was that part of Wonelli?
It was not, no.
And he's describing his experience in our country and in the South and going to different gas stations and some of the different cultural things that the U.S. offers compared to where, obviously, he's from. And it's a fantastic, insight into how other countries view the U.S. So I would just recommend, I don't know the guy's name. Jesse knows it. It's pretty.
You're not a real big detail guy, are you?
No, I'm a big detail guy. I said he's from Germany.
But like, if you want to tell us to follow him, don't you think you could probably share like his handle?
I don't care if people follow him. I just am intrigued. I thought it was really fun. It's fun insights. That's all.
Whoa,
you don't
want
to follow him. You don't have to. I'm not following him, but it shows up in my feed. And I thought it was real interesting. He's explaining just the whole journey that he's gotten. It's pretty fascinating.
What a deal.
Whoa, Nelly!
Indeed.
Last night, you may have heard, there were UFC fights on the White House lawn, which prompts the question, I wouldn't watch that if they played it in my backyard. Would you watch?
You want, if you're telling me if there's a UFC fight
I'm about to ask
with
you.
A huge ring set up in your backyard on top of turtle nesting areas, you would shut your blinds and say, I'm not going to go back and watch.
I probably want to go to bed. I probably would not want to watch a UFC fight in my own backyard. Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Would you watch a UFC fight in your own backyard?
In my backyard, yes.
Jason?
No, I don't. I'm not a UFC guy.
Would you watch drag racing in your own backyard?
It's in your backyard, dude.
There's several. Would you watch drag racing in your own backyard?
Yes.
With the big parachutes popping out. Jason?
Well, that would mean I'd have a hell of a big backyard.
Yeah, in this exercise you do. Yeah.
Sure, I'll watch the drag racing.
Would you watch professional...
Big Daddy Don Garlitz.
What if they played professional cornhole in your backyard? Would you set up on the deck and watch?
Especially if that announcer's there analyzing it, I would.
Jason?
No, I'm not interested in cornhole.
How about a international soccer friendly in your backyard, Tausch?
No.
I'd watch that.
Nope. I'm going to pass.
And
that one I'm in on.
Yeah, count me in on that.
A double-A baseball game, not including the Biloxi Shuckers with the Brewers pipeline. Just two random double-A baseball teams. Would you watch that in your own backyard?
Absolutely, I would. Yep.
Be kind of like watching a major league game in that park in Las Vegas, so yes.
And
that's a fun idea, Jesse. I thought that was well executed.
That's this edition of I Wouldn't Watch That If It Was In My Own Backyard.
We could have used that instead of our soccer. And you asking me about breaking down soccer, that would have been a better way to go about doing it.
No one asked you to break down soccer.
Nobody didn't.
Cabo Verde hanging around. Nil-nil.
Nil-nil.
At the break. Yeah.
Who are they playing?
Well, just wait. At what break?
This is like Fairleigh Dickinson Purdue a few years ago. This is coming out of nowhere here.
All right. We're going to wrap up the show. We'll do that next.
Some people say, I wouldn't watch this show if it was in my own backyard.
No, I'll tell you what. This camera crew for Fox, they know what they're doing now. Like, you see it on Twitter. They know what they're doing. Trust me.
Details.
We'll wrap things up next. For a guy who doesn't like soccer, you're watching a lot of soccer.
I haven't watched
the show.
This is the first soccer I've watched. Paulo Verde.
And what better time to watch it than while we're doing the radio program? I don't think that's something that I could sue Tausch for, but I know that if I was injured in an accident, the one person I would call would be David Gruber and his team at Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. It's all it takes. One call, that starts the process. Hopefully you never have to make the call, but if you do, make it immediately. First call you make. One call, first call, one call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
There's more question marks now.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
There's just more uncertainty with this group than there was even pre-Micah last year.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
The Green Bay Packers, organizationally, eerily similar to the San Antonio Spurs. Now, when you factor in tradition and history, I don't think anybody can compete. But when I start looking at the equivalencies to the Spurs and the Packers, there it is eerily similar. Great star player MVPs, legendary coach, championships, gut punches.
Tausch, do you stand by that comparison? Because
yeah,
you were wavering at the end.
Very disappointed with the reaction that I got from y'all, and I really still feel like it's a very good comp, but the reaction, blech.
We'll try to react to your opinions better tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.